from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A protest in Kabul as Afghans try to storm the presidential palace.
Today we come here for, we need the peace because of our people.
Protester Mohammed Musa as Afghan security forces fire warning shots to disperse angry protesters in Kabul after some of them tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace. Demonstrators were in the capital protesting the beheading earlier this week of 7 civilians, including 3 women by militants allegedly linked to Islamic State. The demonstrators carrying the coffins marched through the streets of the Afghan capital despite heavy rain and cold weather. One unidentified protester said this.
This demonstrator changed the government policy against the terrorists, against the Taliban. This is our demand.
Protesters also chanted, "Down with the Taliban and down with Daesh." Daesh, an Arabic acronym for Islamic State. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State for 2 years. The commander of the Kuiris airbase in Aleppo, Major General Munthir Zaman, saluted his soldiers, who he says remain steadfast, and called for mercy for those who died for their country. The month-long offensive was aided by Russian airstrikes. In Washington on Tuesday, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner announced Secretary of State John Kerry will deliver a major speech on Syria tomorrow. Mr. Kerry will then take part in a second round of talks on Syria coming up on Saturday in Vienna. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has sworn in a 36-member cabinet that includes himself as the country's Minister of Petroleum.
Our new ministers must proceed to work speedily and do their uttermost to justify the confidence we have placed in them, not only by their conduct, but also by their performance in their various positions.
The ceremony Wednesday in Abuja came more than 5 months after Mr. Buhari was inaugurated on May 29th. The first visit of the country by Turkey's foreign minister following the AK Party's election victory was to neighboring Iraqi Kurdistan. The visit was seen as part of Ankara's effort to secure the support of Iraqi Kurds in its battle against the PKK Kurdish rebel group and its affiliate in Syria. Doria Jones reports from Istanbul.
After meeting with Iraqi Kurdistan leaders, Turkey's foreign minister said in a statement that both sides need to cooperate, especially in the fight against terror. For many years, Turkey's ruling AKP has had close political ties with Masoud Barzani, president of the Iraqi Kurdish regional government. Semih Idiz, a political columnist for Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper, says the AKP has committed to intensifying the war against the PKK and sees the Iraqi Kurds playing an important role.
In the mid-90s, Barzani's group did actively fight the PKK on the basis of an agreement that was signed in Ankara.
Observers say the PKK enjoys significant local support. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Ankara says it will not allow the PYD to make further gains against the Islamic State group along its Syrian border. The European Union approved new guidelines Wednesday calling for labels identifying goods made in Israeli settlements in a move swiftly condemned by Israel. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nachon.
Israel rejects the EU decision. We think that this decision is of a discriminatory nature and it smacks of boycott.
Palestine Liberation Organization Executive Committee member Mustafa Barghouti disagrees.
The decision of the European Union to identify the source of production for Israeli products and identify them from settlement products is a very important step and very good step. It confirms the illegality of Israeli settlements. It confirms that Israeli production inside the occupied territories is illegal. And it gives the European person the possibility of boycotting settlement products.
Labeling was first proposed in 2012 for goods coming out of the areas that Israel seized in the 1967 Six-Day War. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.